All I gotta say is Jesus, take the wheel. Good morning, everybody. Yo, Peach, that thing is recording right there.
Sure is.
Oh, okay.
Just check it.
Gotta check. Good morning, everybody. Toss. Welcome to the Lachey Show. I'm Lachey. I'm back. Yeah. So, as you can see, I got a. Another special one in the building.
Special is
and when
right.
When I say special, I mean special.
I know you mean that as a compliment and not special, like.
No comment.
Okay.
JF in the building, everybody.
Hello. Good to be back. Good to be
JF
back.
JF in the building.
Good to be back.
For all everybody who's watching and don't know, I'm Lachey, and this is JF is my special guest co-host. JF. We already know, a.k.a. Suge White.
That's me.
A.k.a. K.O.B.
Whatever that is.
King of the Birkenstock.
Oh, yeah. I don't have them on.
It's raining.
It's cold, rainy. That's some white people shit, though. Yeah. See, that's real white people if I came in the Birkenstocks and it's 30 degrees
in the
rain.
It wouldn't surprise me, though.
I've done it before.
Yeah, I'm sure you
have. They're actually packed.
Away?
Yeah, no, they were packed in my... I took them to China, so they were in the bag, so...
So let's start off by saying this.
Uh-huh.
That... I appreciate you.
Thank you.
No, I just want to say that. Let's get this. Don't start turning red and shit.
It's hot in here again.
I know, but listen, it's a lot of things that's been going on this morning, and I didn't have time to pre-cool the room.
Okay.
So you have to excuse me. And you right. didn't need to wear a long-sleeve shirt here anyway, because you knew what it was.
No. The last producer said that it isn't a hot room for normal-sized people.
Well, it's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
So. But I just want to say that I appreciate you because, uh-huh. for all that don't know... Last night you came in
yes.
from China.
Yes.
And you were out in China doing some work nonsense, allegedly, yeah. so you claim yeah. that yeah. it was work related.
What else would I do in China?
Whatever. And, you know, I know that you're super, super jet lagged, came off yeah. of a fucking, I don't know, 30 or 40 hour flight, whatever, yeah. however long that
long
shit
time.
Is. It's long.
Yeah.
And you woke up at the crack of ass and you still came through. And
okay.
I just want to say, love.
Family's family. It's not a problem.
No
problem. I'm glad to be here. I like when you invite me. It's always fun. Maybe I'm a little jet lagged. So maybe I'll be a little more loopy. Either that or I'll just fall asleep one later.
All right. Let me hold a tail then.
Yeah, sure. I'll try and
Before we even get into anything else, uh-huh. quickly, I just want to also say that I just want to have a special shout out to MC Peaches is in the building.
Yes.
Okay. Can you get a round of applause for MC Peaches, please? All right, now just quickly, I just wanted to say I want to give a special shout out to MC Peaches, aka EK. You know, everybody who knows Erica.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know her as Erica. I know her as MC Peaches because that's how I met you. I met you as MC Peaches back in 19, I don't know whoever, 80 something.
Wow.
And Peaches is a very good friend of mine. She's the type of friend that we don't talk on the phone every single day.
Right.
But if she need me, I'm there, vice versa. And in this particular situation, I needed her because I didn't have anybody to produce this show for me.
Right.
And, you know, not for nothing, but Peaches got a 3-piece dinner at home. You know what I'm saying?
But she came through in a clutch.
Yo, 3-piece dinner with no sides. She got 3 sons. You know what I'm saying?
So this is the family special.
Yo, this is the family special.
Understood.
So came out here in the soaking rain and... I love y'all.
I just hope everything's recorded.
Yeah. Let me tell you something.
You
if
start
this
saying
shit is
thank
not
you.
Recording, Peaches,
you really won't be calling her every day.
Don't fucking call me. It's been fucking 2 months. Now I'm playing.
I was an arts major.
But anyway, thanks y'all. I appreciate it. I don't know what the fuck you doing with that little pill. That
oh, it's not a pill. It's
I don't know what it is, but I
mint.
Want it to stay away
it's
from
mint.
My drink.
It's a mint. Yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
Because I don't
not,
do that type
no
of
Mickeys.
Stuff.
No Mickeys. I'm not slipping any Mickeys. We're good.
So, You know, for everybody who don't know, too, you know, last week I wasn't on. They had threw up finally the Oakley interview because right. I have my wisdom teeth extracted. So if I'm talking a little bit like the side of my mouth, it's because I'm still a little like.
You have any extra pills? I'm just checking. I'm just checking.
And so I'll dispose of them. You know, I'm still recuperating, and I'm about 70%. Almost there, but I'm not there yet. And I just want to say to Kwame, who was here in my last interview, that you told me that after I got my wisdom teeth extracted, that I was going to be good in 3 days. And he's a motherfucker. I'm not good, okay? I still can't eat steak. I still can't eat shrimp. But that's another story. But I'm back.
And not eating for you.
And I'm talking.
Yeah, I'm going to say
No, not
issue.
Eating. It's serious. But not talking.
Yeah, that's almost impossible.
Yeah. So anyway. What's been going on? And let's start off with white people news.
White people news.
White
okay.
people news okay. has been taken the hell over. Let's talk about your people's.
Oh boy.
Kim Kardashian. Why not? You know what bothers me? I know I'm a little bit on a rant today, but I just want to say that so many people is hitting me talking about, yo, you know, you want to talk about Kim Kardashian. This, I've been fucking talking about this whore since.
Yeah. I'm not a big
fan
of
Since I've been
either.
Doing this podcast, which is freaking almost 2 years, I've been still talking about yeah. it. And every time I'm talking about it.
I go back past that. I go back to when she swallowed Ray J's kids. You know, I've been talking about her since then.
I ain't been doing the podcast that long, but I've been doing it and since forever, since she was on, what is it, that paper magazine showing her ass crack and all of that. Yeah. And I'm just telling y'all, please. Stop asking me if I'm gonna talk about it because it's news, you know what I'm saying? And but it's just, it's sad. But I guess it's my duty to bring you the sadness.
Yeah.
So, for all that don't know, Kim Kardashian was at Fashion Week. This was past week, and this was in France. And some gunmen posed as cops and deboed their way to the concierge.
Right.
And I guess they done blindfolded them, tied them up, whatever the hell they needed to do. To get upstairs to her room. They go upstairs. She opens the door. I don't know how she's opening the door. She always got this security guard that's by her 24, 7 days a week, all day. But this particular moment, there was nobody guard with her. She's in her room by herself. Because that night, in case you didn't know, she decided to tell her bodyguard to go
right.
with
her sisters.
The two sisters to the party. Bolshevik. Anyway, they wind up tying her up, taping her mouth, throwing her in a bathtub. Oh my God, I was so afraid they were going to rape me. I didn't know what to do. This is what she said.
Oh, her first reflex would have probably been get a video camera because that's what she normally does when people.
That don't mean that didn't happen. Oh. But anyway, they wind up taking her ring, her engagement ring that was worth $4.5 million and a jewelry box that was worth $6.5 million. The security guard or whatever, like I said, that was always there, is not there. There's no video. And you say what, JF?
I say this is two things. One, if it really happened, it's karma.
Okay, stop. I have to interject.
Yes.
This really happened?
Hey, we don't know.
No, it did really happen. Yeah, we know that it really happened.
Oh, if it was a crime.
If it was real.
Yeah, if she was actually tied up and thrown in a bathtub or whatever, like she says, it's a lot of karma coming back around, and this is what's going to happen because all of their gains are ill-gotten gains, in my opinion. Much like the Kennedy family. Everything is built on a shaky Ray J semen swallowing type thing. And it all really comes down to that. And this is, you know, you can't keep bad money. You can't keep it. And it's all bad money. But that's if it really happened and if she was... Now I'm getting to the next part now. Now, if it really happened, would you really
call... I think it's the white side that's saying
maybe,
if it really happened.
Maybe.
All right, but go ahead.
Now,
go ahead.
Now, here's the other thing. If it happened and you were so traumatized, would you really call the paparazzi to tell them when you were coming back to New York so they could be in front of the hotel to take the picture? Or would you be hiding out somewhere traumatized in therapy? Oh, I'm so tired. I'm so completely overwhelmed by this event that happened to me. And her sisters were out promoting other stuff. They didn't even come to her side. This is supposed to be a close-knit family in Hodom, and they didn't even go by their side and say, oh, Kim, are you okay? What happened? No, they were out doing their other stuff. I don't get it. It's very, very weird and very shaky, but I expect nothing less from them. And
there's
and,
more?
Yes.
Okay, go.
Now, your husband has a failed fashion label, right?
Right.
Completely not doing well at all. I've
excuse
never heard...
me, $53 million in debt.
Yes. Okay. So, that kind of makes sense.
I've been trying not to interrupt you, but I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I consider you to be intelligent.
No, many people
I
don't.
Was going to say young man, but that's pushing it.
Yeah, I'm old and not okay. that intelligent. Yeah. So.
I consider you to be an intelligent man and that has a tremendous amount of common sense.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
You know, and I know that was staged.
I'm just
I know it's a little bit of the white side inside of you that just wants you to kind of like feel sorry for this person because, oh my gosh, she was, I heard Charlamagne and all of them on the radio talking about if that really happened, it's messed up and, you know, people out here that think it's staged and she could have gotten killed and all that. She did not. Nothing. Like, oh. Come on. I'm from Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn. There's people out here getting robbed on the G train. There's people out here all the... That's real robbery.
Right.
There's no way that somebody's going to come in your room and take $10 million worth of jewelry and nobody knows where the fuck they at. That's not possible. It's not. No.
Especially when your whole life is on camera. I'm coming around now. Because your whole life is on camera except for this one moment. Your whole
just prior to this alleged robbery, she was on the gram showing her ring, showing her whatever, flaunting like she usually do. So, like, to me, how it was planned was almost dumb to me. Like, it was just too obvious.
You know what else screams out? You know, something might be wrong. Who would tell Kanye in the middle of a song that his wife got robbed?
It's just throwing, and then and then he waits a few minutes, and then he goes and he says, "I'm sorry, I gotta go. It's a family emergency."
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't like how it was staged. It doesn't make any sense. We don't believe you. You need more people.
Yeah.
And that's the moral of the story. So, I just don't understand why this is news. I was reading something on the Huffington Post saying that she had admitted to people. From the people who work
behind, the crew.
Thank you. The crew saying that, you know, I hope I don't get in trouble and all of this and that and this, that, and the third. Like, in other words, they're trying to say that she admitted it to somebody.
Well, you know what her problem might be? The tourism in Paris, ever since those Paris attacks, has been very bad. It's been very low. They're at a low for tourism because people are scared to go there after the Paris attacks.
Right.
Now, if Kim Kardashian can get robbed, people are scared to go there now because if she can get robbed, oh my God, anyone can get robbed.
Well, if this is a tourist concern, I just want to let y'all know that Kim Kardashian didn't get robbed. So,
Well, what's going to happen is the police aren't going to let this go because it makes Paris look bad.
Exactly.
So we will find out.
They don't play that shit over there.
And I heard they got away on bicycles. You know what in the universe?
You're not going to sit here and continue to insult me.
On bicycles.
With this dumb shit when there's mad important stuff happening in this world.
Yeah, I believe more than 900 people in Haiti. Prayers for Haiti.
It's not even only Haiti. It's terrible. The Carolinas. It's Florida. It's mad people. To tell you the truth, they talking about this Hurricane Matthew has killed over 1,800 people.
Terrible.
It is there. It's just, I done talked about Kim. I need to move on.
Yeah.
There's way more important shit out here. But you remember how they did Amanda Knox, her ass over there in Italy, right? You remember that shit?
Yes.
They not playing with you.
She's guilty.
They not playing with you.
That's another one. She's guilty.
Yeah, that's another show.
She's guilty.
But I'm just saying. What happened? What I do? So anyway, they're not playing with Kim neither.
Right.
And the truth will reveal itself. And when it does, oh, fucking well. Because I'm just tired of this.
Yeah, and they're going to find out. Because I'm telling you, the Paris authorities, you know, maybe Jay-Z should do this and he could pay for title. He could get his stuff robbed. They can come give him a check. He can have his jewelry and pay for title because he's about to go broke.
don't think he's gonna go broke.
You don't think so? No. He's not doing well with Tidal. Okay, that was not a good. That was not a good investment.
It probably wasn't, but he's pretty far from going broke.
You think? Well, he married well.
You know what? And so did you.
Thank God. Woo. Woo.
So did you. All right. So, what else is we going into? Please tell me. Oh, you was in China, so you didn't have no internet. The Hip Hop Awards.
No internet.
Oh, what? Yeah. Hold up. You trying to tell me that people in China cannot have the luxury of watching the Hip Hop Awards?
If you go to Yahoo, you can get Yahoo. There's no Google at all. No Google. It doesn't exist. Well, so you can't go to your Gmail-based things. You can't do any of that. They block websites. Like, you can go to Yahoo and click on stories, and they disappear because you can't read them.
Right.
Because they censor the news. So yeah, it's pretty bad. You don't get anything over there. Nothing. You kind of. But you know what? They block the Washington Post. They block the New York Times, the New York Daily News. They don't block TMZ.
So why you couldn't?
I thought that was pretty funny.
You could have been doing your homework on there.
Yeah. yeah.
Why I order?
And they block everything. Like the pictures, you could go to Media Takeout, but pictures, all the pictures are blocked. Like,
and pictures are important.
Especially on Media Takeout. They had a whole Amber Rose section I didn't get to look at.
I don't want to talk about her today.
We've all seen her naked.
Okay,
already,
so I don't. Listen, one thought per show. You already talk about.
There's no way we can do a one thought per show.
Yeah, because it's too much.
That's way more. You're going to have to go to two or three thoughts.
I want to talk about the Hip Hop Awards.
Okay, but there's no thoughtage going to be mentioned. I don't know how you're going to contain this to one thought.
I don't think I have a
thought. We're going to keep a thought count. We're going to bing every time we talk about a thought.
Well, I don't think I have anyone, because I don't recall too many women that was on the Hip Hop Awards.
Well, that in and of itself is a problem.
You didn't see the Hip Hop Awards?
I saw it yesterday. I saw it last night.
Oh, so you saw it?
Yeah, it was.
Well, you just as old as me, so you probably knew about maybe half of the people that was on there. Because I swear to God, I ain't know half of the people that was on there.
They really should stop calling them the Hip Hop Awards and call them the Commercial Rap Awards.
You think so?
Yeah, because it's not hip hop at all.
No.
No. Hip hop is very, very different. Hip hop is very different. It's the Commercial Rap Awards on BET.
Let me try my best to give you the gist.
Oh, boy.
So they had DJ Khaled.
Yeah.
Hosting.
What, really?
Yes.
I didn't even know that was within his skill set. I'm sorry, I missed this.
What the frick is skills? How is it any skills?
Well, LL Cool J did the Grammys.
That's the Grammys!
I understand, but you know, Kevin Hart, I would say he could do that. I would say that somebody like Jimmy Fallon could do that, even though BET is not a good fit for Jimmy Fallon. But you see, they have a talent level. DJ Khaled? Who's next? Chuck Chillout?
You're an idiot.
I'm just asking. I'm who Chuck Chillout gonna do a mixture?
It should be you.
Shit.
Would you take that shot?
No.
What?
No, that's not for me.
No?
No.
Why?
I'm old. I'm too old. You know 50% of the people. I know 10%.
This is true. Yeah. But anyway, DJ Khaled hosted the award. And not for nothing, even though I kind of see your point, I kind of like DJ Khaled.
Really?
He didn't bother me. He didn't bother me. Like, I think I get a chuckle when I see him or whatever, and he, like, makes me laugh, and it's not intentional. Like, he's not trying to be a comedian or nothing like that. You know, when he went up there and he got an award, and he was like, yo.
That's a big come up for him. That's a big come up for him. That's nice.
Him being Beyonce's DJ on the Formation tour is an even bigger come up.
Yeah.
But, you know, when he went up there with the award, and he was like, they didn't want me to get an award. So that's why I got an award. Like, when he says that, I always laugh. You know what I'm saying? So, I wasn't mad at him. I will tell you one part that I was mad at him. When he brought out Betty Wright. Did you see that part? Please tell me you saw when he brought out that sink. You know who Betty Wright is.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Betty Wright was, whatchamacallit?
What? What's the song,
Zaya? It wasn't As We Lay. No, it was the other one.
Peach, you should know this.
I know it.
What's the name of that song? Damn, I can't think now.
No, it's not As We Lay, but it sounds just like As We Lay. I always thought, because I thought Shirley Murdoch sang the song.
I don't know if y'all watching. Can y'all type it so people can tell me what it is?
The lady in the sheets. You can't think you think about all the time. You meet that one, right?
So anyway, he brought up.
No pain. No pain, no gain. That was it. I was singing. You don't know what you're talking about. I knew this song. Want me to sing some more?
You're a little pitchy. What I'm saying is that.
Daddy in the streets. You can't show your teeth. That's a song.
If y'all think that JF is pitchy, let me tell y'all something. Betty Wright.
Oh, no.
Came out and she was singing some song that I never heard of. And she did at the end one of them Mariah Carey whistles.
Oh, no.
You know that?
Yeah.
One of them?
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. That was a train wreck for real.
Really?
It was not good. It was not a good look for her.
The sad part is you call it the Mariah one when we know Minnie Riperton.
Right.
Really?
Oh, so you taking it back. And yeah, you're really I like showing
Minnie.
Your age.
Minnie was what's up.
Yeah, Minnie.
I like her daughter just because she's Minnie Riperton's daughter. She's not even funny to me. Maya Rudolph. Yeah, you do, from Saturday Night Live. You seen her in movies. She was in that movie, the Bridesmaids.
I see that.
Yeah, she's mixed. I'll show it to you later. She's that's Minnie Riperton's daughter.
That's why you like her,
because
she
mixed. I just like her because she's Minnie Riperton's daughter. Minnie Riperton was a troop. She was a troop. There's a documentary about her. You like her. She was great. She could sing. But anyway.
Yeah, so anyway, let me tell y'all about this these hip hop awards. Okay, so first of all, it was mad long, like they all are. But what struck me as interesting is that through this 2.5-3 hour show, they gave out 5 awards. Like, it was just, I'm sitting up here like, is this the hip hop awards?
Yeah, white people would have never had that award show. We give out awards. It's like a trip to the barbershop for a black man. It takes forever just to get that finished. It doesn't make any sense to me. 5 awards in 3 hours?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was.
That's horrible.
Kendrick came out. He got an award. I don't remember. Don't ask me what the name of it was, but he got one. The song of the year or the track of the year was that All the Way Up.
Yeah.
Remy Martin, French Fat Joe. Okay.
Yeah, I happen to like Remy Martin's verse. Some people don't, but I thought she bodied everybody else on there. I liked her verse. Some people didn't really like that song.
I liked
song.
Her verse too.
Yeah, some people didn't like that song, but I happen to like her verse in that
song.
No,
I'm not mad at her verse.
I didn't like Jigga's verse at all.
Who?
I didn't like Jigga's verse on the remix.
Oh, the remix.
All. Yeah.
I think he could have been stronger.
Yeah, and he doesn't come with very bad verses very often.
I know what you mean.
And that wasn't a good one. I actually was disappointed in that.
You're going in for Hov today, I say. First, title, now it's the verse.
Yeah, I don't I like him.
Don't no more for Hov today.
Yeah, I have
no.
You know, every time I bring up somebody something disparaging about a Brooklyn person, I get death
little,
threats on the show, so I need to be
sensitive.
Careful. I love Jigga, I love Biggie, Brooklyn love. Okay, now
but,
I'm safe.
But I'm just saying, I just
want
to bring attention that you had to.
Yes.
Don't make it
no more. Right. So okay. I'll keep track of thoughts. You keep track of the Brooklyn.
Okay. May I continue?
Yes.
The I Am Hip Hop Award was given to Snoop Dogg. I thought that was totally deserving.
Okay, what is that, like a lifetime achievement?
Sort of like, yeah.
Yeah. He should have quit rapping a long time ago, but yeah, good. I'm glad
but
he got
an
award.
He's an icon.
His verses are horrible.
All right.
Horrible.
Not on everything.
I don't think he's written one down in about 20s. I think he makes it up as he goes along.
You're talking about from...
probably from Drop It Like It's Hot.
No, I was about to say Deep Undercover.
Yeah, no, those were great years. But that, but the Drop It Like It Hot record and stuff.
Well, I'm a Snoop fan, just to let you know.
That's good.
I like Snoop. So I wasn't mad that he got that award.
He deserves it just for his body of work.
And a
lot
of people don't know, too, that Snoop was the one who created the cypher. You know what I'm saying? And that right there, he needs kudos for that, because that's the best part of the freaking show.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Nevertheless, DJ Khaled, he got the Hustler of the Year award, whatever.
Who makes up these awards?
I don't know. Somebody at BET, I guess. I don't know. Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
You like him?
I heard a couple things from him.
You know who that is?
I've heard a couple things from him. He's pretty
That's
decent.
That's the one who sang, I mean,
he gets lumped
no
in.
No problem.
Yeah, he gets lumped in with Panda and them, but he's not like that. He's actually a good
decent,
rapper.
Decent, right?
He can rhyme, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a good rapper.
Then there was people there that I never heard of called, let me see, Broccoli?
Broccoli?
Yeah. I don't know who Broccoli
was,
is.
Broccoli? Was it Steamed?
Broccoli. That's not his name? See, that's the problem, what I wanted to tell you, too. It was so many songs, people, rather, that I don't know who they are. I don't know what their names are. But when they song come on, I'm like, oh, shit, it's right there. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know their names. Maybe yeah. that has everything to do with.
I think the industry wants it that way now.
Oh yeah.
Because that way they're interchangeable assets. You know what I mean?
Big Crit. You know who that is?
No.
Oh well. Anyway, he went up there. I didn't know who he was before the show either. Right. But he went up there and he had on like this police uniform, and he said some powerful monologue. I guess it was like kind of like spoken word almost or whatever. But it was like in regards to police brutality. It was actually intelligent.
Yeah,
it was good. I that's wasn't a mad problem. At Big
Crit. That's a horrible issue. That's a whole nother show too.
You know, it was something that annoyed me too.
Uh-oh.
They RIPs to Shorty Lowe and
did you see what went on at his funeral?
Wait, hold up. Shorty Lowe and Fife, not for nothing, but them RIPs were too freaking short. I did not appreciate that. Like, it was like, no lie, maybe 6 seconds directly into the commercial. Did you peep that? I didn't. Nah, come on now. You got the yo, Fife is the legend. You can't be fading his shit up into no commercial. Nah.
He died a while ago. I'm not making excuses. He died a while ago. If he had died at the same time that Shorty Lowe died, I would have been interested in seeing how long the tribute would have been. Because he's been gone, I would think, almost a year, right?
Not for nothing, but I don't think it's been no year. But Shorty Lowe's tribute was mad short, too.
Yeah, yeah. But he's not
And fight. It was in Atlanta.
But he's not fighting. Yeah, that's a little messed up. Yeah, that's kind of fucked up. Yeah.
Yo, he mad that's respected. Not right. That's
especially in a 3-hour show. What else are you doing? You're giving away 5 awards in 3 hours. It's good. Maybe they're not hot anymore. I don't know. Maybe that's all they... Maybe it's such a small, finite window of who's allowed to be relevant in hip-hop now.
See, and that's that's what the problem is with hip-hop, too. It's not enough respect and tribute to the pioneers. It's not enough respect to the icons. You don't have no respect to R.I.P.?
Well, one of the kids just got into a beef with Pete Rock. Young something or other just got into a beef with Pete Rock.
Who the hell gets into a beef with Pete?
With Pete Rock.
He's the freaking nicest person you ever want to.
But listen,
meet.
Pete Rock said, "Hey, you know, you're doing a video and you're smoking a blunt in front of this young boy talking about cocaine in front of a young kid. There was a young kid in the video,
right?"
And the guy basically shot back at him like, "Who the fuck are you? I never even heard of you. I'm not messing with you, Pete Rock." It was terrible. He like dissed Pete Rock, and then eventually I was like, "Wow!" I was on Instagram.
First
I can't
of all,
remember
who is. Who is a lover of hip hop? Who is in hip hop industry? Who don't know who the fuck Pete Rock is?
You know, a rapper. There are a lot of rappers out there. Well, look at your man. Forgot the Biggie words.
My man.
Yeah, at the last BET Awards, he forgot the words to Biggie
song.
Yeah,
the one who didn't. We're talking about Alamo.
Yeah.
I don't know his name.
But they out there and they got him out there and they don't know the words. You think Chief Keef has sat down and listened to Big Daddy Kane songs? Do you think that any of these guys have done their homework? None of them have. They just sit down and they write what they're feeling
it's
at the time.
It's pretty unfortunate.
It's terrible.
It's pretty unfortunate. So, in other, like, more positive news about the Hip Hop Awards, back to Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed to watch him receive that award. A couple of things that I didn't know. I knew that he was heavily involved in football.
Yes.
Because I know his son had got that scholarship.
Right.
But he has a league called the Snoopy Football League. And did you know that from his league, he got 5 kids in the NFL?
Wow.
From his league.
I did not know that.
He got 30 kids in Division I.
Wow.
And, you know, I just really thought that was dope. And like I said, with him, with the cipher and just overall, all of his compliments, you might not think that he might be the best lyricist or whatever, but I like Snoop. You
Look,
know
deep
saying?
Cover, that stuff is great stuff. It's classic forever, but he really kept making records and he just wasn't putting any. If he tried, he would be great. He wasn't putting any effort
into
it.
The stuff
him.
That he collaborated with Pharrell was, I had no problem with that.
Dropping lyrically, like it's hot lyrically that. It wasn't very good. Lyrically, it wasn't very good.
All right, critics' opinion.
Yeah, no, exactly.
The cypher highlights. Did you see those?
Yes.
Okay, so my cypher highlight, and I'm not just saying this because it's Brooklyn, was M.A. Young M.A. Did
right.
you see that?
No.
You
didn't. How did I didn't see anything. I was in
shit.
China.
You got home.
I got home yesterday.
I know.
Can I sleep?
No,
it's okay
no,
to sleep.
No.
Good
no.
gracious.
Young M.A. Yo, Shorty can rhyme. I mean, do you agree with me or not?
No.
Oh, okay. I liked, I don't know, for some reason the women had my attention. Pause.
Well, of course.
No, not that way. I'm just saying, like, they was doing well. This girl, what's her name? 3D Naughty. You know who this chick is? Well, this street. Listen, 3D Naughty Karam. I don't know who this girl is, but she was spitting some lyrics, and I liked her. She was dope. I would like to hear some more stuff. I think that Torre had did a song with her.
Really?
Yeah. She's dope. You should.
That's the one that this.
Who she this?
Oh,
Drake.
Drake. She said
Rihanna boyfriend.
Who is not, by the way?
Not, right.
I told you
right.
That wasn't gonna last long. I told you that last time.
I didn't think it was
named. I told you that last time that wasn't gonna last.
She said, "I don't have a ghost rider. Oh, what's up to
you?" Wait, hold up.
Yes.
Hold up. You trying to say she came for Drake?
She dissed Drake. Yeah. I was like.
Research because people don't even know Drake's name. You know what I'm saying?
Rihanna's boyfriend.
Right.
And that didn't really.
And it ain't even her boyfriend.
Could have been Chris Brown.
Exactly.
Could have been Chris Brown.
Could have been. Anybody.
Yeah. All right,
so anyway. Jesus Christ. Anyway, you know who else was in the cypher?
Who's that?
Chocolate Dropper.
Really?
You know who that is?
No.
Kevin Hart.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he was. He's
all
alias.
Over. How much money is he get? Kevin Hart is, God bless him.
He just got married too.
Oh boy, she struck it
you
rich.
You think she got that prenup?
I think the prenup
was that thick?
Is taller than him.
You think so?
Which isn't difficult, but I think the prenup's taller than him.
You think the prenup was definitely in effect?
At least 3 feet tall.
At least?
At least.
And you know what? If I was her, I would have said like this.
You gotta sign that.
I don't give a damn.
Yeah, you sign it.
Just sign it?
Yeah, because you eventually, if you really want to get out, you just steal money on the way out anyway, so what's the difference?
Damn.
Any smart woman's just going to start stockpiling money on the way out.
I'm not going to comment on that. You know who else had a strong performance? T.I.
I like T.I. I
do too.
He's an MC. He controls the crowd. He has a good show. T.I. is good.
Atlanta's own.
He's good. As long as you don't shoot people at his show, his shows are good. It's just, you know, you start shooting people. Did Bobby Shmurda get any shine at the ET?
Oh, not at all.
Another Brooklyn rapper. I better be careful. Bobby Shmurda. Yeah.
Don't do three.
No, I can't. His people might really come for me.
But, it was very Black Panther-ish.
Yes.
And, you know, he gave a message, and I enjoyed that as well.
But that's good.
You know who else was there that I liked, too? And, like I said, I don't know a lot of... South rappers, but tell me that you do know who OT Genesis is.
Never heard of him in my life.
But if I sing this song, you know, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know who OT
Well, that's
Genesis
what they're trying
is.
To do.
OT Genesis says, you looking way too high. You need to cut it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
this is like through the whole show.
That's a drug rap.
I don't know who you is,
yeah.
But when your song came out, all right.
If you come out with a catchy drug rap, you're going to do well. Exactly. Yeah, man, you're going to do well.
And speaking of drug rap, you know that he's the one who also sang I'm in Love with the Coco.
Oh, yeah. You know that's my man. I love I'm in Love with the Coco. That's the joint
there. Oh, that's your man now?
Baking soda. I got baking soda. Baking powder. I got baking powder. That's the jam.
That's quite impressive, J.R.
Yeah. I like that song. I like that song. That was, it's drug related. I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so he got the cut it. He got the I'm in Love with the Coco. And I learned that he is down with Busta's, what do you call it? Conglomerate? That's what he has. Yeah. That's Busta's artist. I never knew this. I'm sitting up here like, oh, Busta got him one.
Good. Yeah, that's good for Busta.
Did you see that video?
With his stomach? I can't talk because I look pregnant too. So let's move on.
But who's more pregnant, you or Busta?
I'm about 7.5 months. He's about 8.5.
Honey.
Yeah, bad business.
That video, did you see?
He's bad.
He just buffed like
he's not.
Ago.
The steroids ran out. The steroids ran out. His prescription ran out for steroids.
Like a butt shot.
Yeah. They have an expiration date, and they hit the expiration date because
I can't laugh.
Yeah, They might have actually turned into, they might have turned into cheeseburgers or something. Because that dude there, he's looking, he's doing, he's real, he's quite corpulent. There's a white people insult for you instead of saying he's fat. He's quite corpulent.
Yo, Peach, Google that. I don't know what that means.
That dude's fat. But anyway, but yeah, yo, his steroids.
His stomach is mad out there, yeah, yo.
Yeah, his steroids just, they expired. LLs are still good. But Busta Rhymes.
LL don't got no stomach.
No, his steroids didn't expire yet. He bought better steroids.
So is this fact or what?
He's on steroids? I don't know. It's hard to go from skinny. It's hard to go from skinny to big muscles to fat.
I feel you.
You know, it's like, it's kind of, you know, I went from skinny to fat. I never had a big muscle phase.
Oh, my damn. All I got to say is that overall, I don't know what I could possibly be forgetting. But listen, the next time the hip hop awards come on, remind me to not sit there through that. Remind me to just DVR. And then get back. You know what I'm saying?
Then you can at least move on. Yeah. Let me move on. Yeah.
Yeah, but just shout out to Young M.A. I just want to say.
You liked him. I'm gonna check him out. Thanks for the suggestion. I like good rappers. There just aren't many of them.
Did you just say him?
Was that her? Oh, I'll check her out.
Do you know what?
I'll check
her
out.
She was coming for the Brooklyn rappers again.
No.
Yeah, I'm feeling Young M.A., yo. I'm feeling her.
Are there any Brooklyn rappers you don't like? Panda's from Brooklyn, too.
I like Panda.
Oh, boy.
I don't know about Designer. You know, the person. He's a little, you know, a couple of cans short of a six-pack. But I like his music, yeah. I like that Panda. And I like the new one, too, that he just came up. Because I'm
Timmy,
like...
Timmy Tucker, whatever it's called.
I don't know what it's called, yeah, but I was like...
Timmy Turner, Timmy Turner.
There's no way that said he's going to be able to top this Panda. I just want to sit back and watch.
He makes good songs.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, making good songs, it means a lot. Yo, there's a lot of rappers.
He got two.
Yeah. Biggie made good songs.
Oh, my God. Yo.
But yeah, that's...
Yo, Peach, if you need to step out, it's good. So let's talk about the biggest thing that's going on in the news today. Talking about that orange guy.
He is orange.
So
he's an orange moron, an orange on.
How about telling everybody, giving us the scenario real quick, so I can get a sip of water.
Donald Trump supposedly was caught on tape saying that since he's
did you say supposedly?
Donald Trump was caught on tape.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
White power.
Yeah, it's not that. I assure you, us orange people, I guess, got to stick together.
Okay, the first you said Kim was supposedly robbed.
She was.
Then you said Donald Trump supposedly had said she wasn't robbed, and he did say it. Okay, so now you
okay?
Me. Okay, go.
He was caught on tape saying that since he's famous, basically all he has to do is walk up to women and grab their pussy.
Okay, now specifically, he was talking about a particular woman,
yes,
which is Nancy O'Dell,
right,
from Entertainment Tonight,
and people are going crazy because now he has finally stepped over the line. It was okay to talk about Mexicans,
right?
It was okay to call for it was okay to call for the execution of the Central Park Five. Who were innocent. The execution of the Central Park Five. It was okay to say no refugees here. It was okay to say no Muslims here. But now he's insulted the most important thing in this country. A white woman. He finally crossed the line. He finally crossed the line. Yo, he insulted a white woman.
Listen.
It's a wrap.
This is why I love you.
It's true.
Okay? Why is it all the attention now, JF? Why?
Because she's a cracker.
Right.
White woman. If you insult a white woman.
Off with your head.
Off with your head.
So, he said that he was going to grab her.
Grab a pussy. Yes.
All right, right. And they all got chuckles off of that.
Yeah.
All of this and that. And not to mention, by the way, that when he said it, not only of course, that was just, to me, that's like sexual, is it verbal sexual abuse?
It's certainly well, assault is when you say something to somebody and put them in fear. Battery is when you actually hit them. So sexual battery would be the grabbing.
Assault.
I would think so, because sexual battery would be grabbing the pussy.
Mm-hmm.
You see, but threatening to grab the pussy would be assault. So assault and battery means I'm gonna punch you in the face. I punched you in the face.
Right.
So I would think sexual assault would be I'm gonna grab your pussy and then I grab it.
So
I think it's a sexual assault, but I don't know. I'm not an attorney.
All right.
I've been around enough of them, but I'm not an attorney.
So Nancy O'Dell, for everybody who don't know, she's an Entertainment Tonight host. Very attractive woman.
White woman.
Okay, JF, white woman.
Yeah, we got to make that. That's the most important part of this story, because we'd never know.
Even she put out a statement, and she said Trump's comments have no place in this society.
But listen now. 2 weeks ago, he just called the Mexican beauty queen. Where was she from? The Spanish? Was she Mexican?
You talking about the housewife comment?
Yeah, the housekeeper. And you're fat. Look at you, you Miss Piggy. And there was no uproar.
Yo.
I mean, you have this in front of you. This country is really fucked up.
Mm.
Right in front of you, you have this.
Especially fucked up when we put all our attention and concern into a whore that staged a robbery.
And this man who shouldn't be running for president.
And this is a joke.
And there's 900 people dead in Haiti.
Hmm.
Hey, but you know what? Those people don't look like me in Haiti.
You ain't never lied. You ain't never lied.
They don't care.
You ain't never lied.
That's all that matters. They don't care. Let me tell you, this goes back to when those girls vanished in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Bring Back Our Girls? Mm-hmm. Everybody had the signs. First of all, where are those girls? We never heard anything else about that.
Got
that's
real quiet.
And number two, can you imagine if hundreds of white kids got abducted in
the
Europe?
The world would be coming to an end.
Oh my God, but that's a double standard we live in.
That's right.
It's terrible. And I have a vested interest, you know. The cops that pull over my son are never going to know where he went to school, what his net worth is, you know, what he's accomplished in his life, who he is, who his father is. They're just going to shoot at him.
That's right. Because
he's black to them.
That's right.
And that's how this country is. This country's fucked up.
It is.
It's fucked up.
Even Melania Trump came out and said something.
Who wrote her speech?
I don't know. Somebody told her to say this.
Did Michelle Obama write this one for her too?
Probably. she said, "My husband's words are unacceptable and offensive to me, and this doesn't represent the man that I know."
Well, apparently, grabbing her pussy didn't offend her because she married him.
Well, he grabbed hers too. Apparently,
that's what I'm saying. So she wasn't too offended when he grabbed her.
Mike Pence put out a statement as well, and he said, "As a husband and a father, I was offended by the words and actions described by Trump. So he was also offended as
well. But he didn't drop out. And he wasn't offended with the Mexican, by the way. He wasn't offended with the refugees. He wasn't offended with when he told Colin Kaepernick, if you don't like the country, leave, even though practicing his freedom of expression. But now, since the white woman got you know, now he's offended. He'd been not offended enough to quit.
The debate, part two of the debate,
that's
is
tonight.
Supposed to happen tonight. And I'm just really curious to see if either of the candidates are going to talk about what's going on in Haiti or whatever. Like, instead of going to this back and forth tit for tat, Trump, I hate to talk about politics on this show. I really do, because I want this show to be a fun show and us to have a good time and not us battling about who you picking or whatever. But I'm just going to say, y'all better not be going out there and voting. Because this shit is some bullshit. But I ain't going to... we have to talk about it, because this shit is ridiculous. But I just want to say that when I heard his apology, how he came out, how lame and insincere.
Well, the first thing he did was blame Bill Clinton.
Of course, like,
so that's it. This is going to be
a
like,
petty motherfucker.
But let me tell you,
I'm just sitting up here like, that's the type of argument that you had when we was kids. Like, all right, well, I did that, but you did this too.
Well, the funny part is, you say that you hope that's not what they talk about, but this is exactly what both of them want, because they can ignore the issues.
Well,
and it could turn into a mudslinging thing. This
you.
Is our country now. Our country is focused on Kim Kardashian.
Mm.
Our country is focused on grabbing pussies as a presidential candidate.
That's right.
It's not focused on anything that makes substantive change
at all.
But that's where we are. And I missed the thought thing. You said Melania Trump. Ding, thought.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How many we got so far?
Two. We got Kim K and Melania, yeah.
Don't call her. What'd you call her at first? It was horrible. You said Melania?
Melania? No, I think I called her Melania, did he? Melania, whatever her name is. Oh, you know what I've heard, by the way? The crew from The Apprentice says they have stuff with him that were outtakes that are way worse than what he said. God. That they're way worse than what he said about...
Is this
about,
surprising,
about,
though?
No. It's that's not. How he is. He's an obnoxious guy.
You know what, too, I was just thinking about, too, when he did his apology? That this was just something important to me as a family-oriented person. He never once apologized to his wife.
No.
Never once.
No, that's...
He just generalized his apology and yeah, whatever. You don't apologize to your wife. You don't apologize to your son, your kids.
No.
That you're disgusting, that you made it. He even referred to Ivanka as a hot piece of ass.
Yeah, there's something wrong
with him. That's his daughter.
Yeah,
like,
there's something wrong with him.
Something ain't right.
No.
And y'all sit here and there's people out here that, you know, yo, I respect your vote and all of that. But for you to actually consider this person to be the leader of our free country.
The funny part is the Republicans seem to think that they're the smart ones and they know this and they know that. But the funny part is nobody found any of this stuff on Trump. How did they not find it?
Right.
That he's their candidate is already just speaking to just how terrible their party was.
Yo, and do you know that? And then at the time when he said this, that comment, Nancy O'Dell is married. You didn't give a damn.
No.
So you disrespected her, her family, your family,
yeah,
everybody, and you just don't give a fuck. And when somebody talks to you about it, you know what he says? I'm definitely not dropping out.
And let me, definitely not.
I'm definitely.
And let me tell you the funny part.
I'm still keep saying.
The funny part is they go to they go and say, well, your rap music has that all the time. It's always misogynistic. It's always talking about grabbing people's pussies and doing it. Thank you. I say dumb shit all the time, but I'm not running for president. I say at least 17 dumb things a week.
At least?
Oh, maybe 20. At least 17. I would say I average 17 stupid things that I say a week. But I ain't running for president.
Yeah, I feel you. The most entertaining part of this story actually is Robert De Niro's response.
Oh, I didn't hear what he said.
Oh my God. Robert De Niro is classic. Oh shit. Please, when you get an opportunity, please Google Robert De Niro's video on what he said about Donald Trump. He says, Donald Trump, are you ready for this list here?
Mm-hmm.
Is a bullshit artist.
Yes.
He's a fool.
Yes.
He's a bozo.
Yes.
This is verbatim, by the way.
Yes.
He's an idiot.
Yeah, a lot of these things mean the same thing, but that's okay.
No, but I like it. I like his adjectives. They're entertaining. He's a punk.
Yeah.
That's not the same. Dog.
Yeah. I've so far, I'm okay with all of them.
Pig.
Wow.
A mutt. I like that.
Mutt
one.
And dog's redundant.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You got that one. An embarrassment to our country.
That should be number one on the list because, you know, I was overseas and people like, you want Trump to win? I shouldn't have used that accent. That wasn't very nice.
Wasn't.
But the Chinese people were
racist,
asking me.
It was racist, actually.
Yeah, that, yes, it wasn't nice. But they asked me, you know, you want Donald Trump to win?
Uh-huh.
And I did it again. They said, and I was like, no, nobody in the world. And then they say, oh, you want Hillary?
Uh-huh.
And I said, no, it's Hillary, not Hillary.
Yeah.
But yeah, I said, yeah, probably Hillary. We want Hillary to win because, you know, Donald Trump's a lunatic. But they're over there like amazed that this guy's actually running for president.
Oh.
It's amazing.
Listen. And then he also said, too, that Donald Trump is going around talking about that he wants to punch certain people in the face. And
right.
Robert De Niro said he would love
to punch Robert De Niro is funny. You know, Robert De Niro had a beef with Jay-Z.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. I guess Robert De Niro did something for Jay-Z's charity.
Okay.
Or a charity event or something. And then Robert De Niro expected Jay-Z to do the same thing.
Okay.
And he like blew him off and wasn't taking his calls.
Shit.
And I guess he left him like a 12-minute rant.
No.
On his voicemail that had like a lot of those adjectives.
No. Like dog.
Yeah,
pig,
like you really are, you know, it's disrespectful. You have no respect for anyone but this and that. And
I'm mad at Robert De Niro.
Yeah. He let him know.
Speak his
mind.
He
let him know. He was like, look, I did something for you just because you're Jay-Z, you're not supposed to do it for me. I'm Robert De Niro.
That's right.
I guess they worked it out later, but I thought that was pretty funny. I heard that story and thought it was funny. And then when you said that, I was like, yeah, I can see that really happening.
Yeah, he don't hold his tongue for nobody. You like Robert De Niro, huh?
Yeah, he's all right. Good movie. He makes good movies. He's the worst crier, though, in the history. You ever see him cry on film?
Oh, God.
Oh, it's terrible.
I don't think it would be a good face.
No, he's not good at crying.
Yeah. But you got something in common. You know, you both like the black wife. You know.
He's yeah, he's had several. He's had several. He's gone through a few of them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's got like I think two or three.
You only have one black wife, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm scared for another. Right? Yeah, I'm not going anywhere else. Yeah. I got my wife. We're together for life. There's nobody leaving anybody there. Yeah, we're good. No, I'm not gonna have two or three. I got this one forever.
Oh, hi, Pam.
God, but yeah, he had Tukey. He had that Tukey model
yeah,
one.
Yeah, what do you mean he had? He not with Tukey no more?
It's Grace Hightower, isn't he? He's with Grace Hightower.
Who I think, that?
Yeah, that's his new one. Yeah, yeah. Not new. They got their kids are like, he was with Tukey when she was on Miami Vice, for God's sakes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that was like the mid-80s.
I like Tukey.
Yeah, yeah, she was cool. But he's got his daughter's cute.
Oh, he got twins.
Yeah, they got cute kids, but you know, all mixed kids are cute.
Here we go.
They are. It's hard to find. It's hard
are
to find an ugly mixed kid.
Even with
ugly
parents. Are saying that because you have a mixed kid?
No. My son's Hampson looks like his mother, thank God. Because he looked like me, we'd be in. That poor kid, he'd never get a girl.
Oh, Jesus. Hi, Zach. Anyway, it's Peach. How we doing on time? Can we talk about something else real quick? Because I got another idiot on deck real quick.
Dude, this is a theme today. Idiots. Kim K.
Right.
Actually, we're the idiots. The United States of America is a bunch of idiots. Right now, we got two candidates who you hate less.
Well, that's what it's coming down to. Listen,
Kim Kardashian.
Listen.
I got a family emergency. I have to leave.
Yeah.
My wife got robbed in Paris, but I'm on stage in New York, and they interrupted my show to tell me. I never heard of such a thing.
Listen,
never heard of such a thing. Logistically, how does that happen? How does that happen?
I don't
You've
know.
Done a
you
million
tell
shows.
Me. Them is your people.
How many shows you done in your life? Countless shows.
I don't know. Several.
Countless shows. Are they going? How would they ever get to you to pull you aside to tell you that Ace got robbed for his jewelry?
He was getting a sip of water.
he got robbed for his jewelry in Paris.
I'm sorry, y'all. I got to leave. It's a family emergency.
Yeah, family emergency. How do you find that out in the middle of a show? How does that take place?
Because it was planned, J.R.
Yeah.
It was
planned. Yeah, that makes it even worse. Yeah, I'm starting to come around. So you've convinced me.
Yo, it's the idiot show. But I just want to just throw in one more thing about Rob and Blac Chyna.
Speaking of idiots.
Right.
Wait, Blac Chyna. Bing!
Oh, so we got three?
Thought alert.
Three?
Number three. That's number three.
Whore.
That's, oh, my goodness. That's a mean word. That's like the C word. That like goes to the next level. That goes, it's like whole thought. When you say whore.
Wait, black people don't use the C word.
No, but the C word's rough, boy. The C word's rough.
Ooh, like you just get anger in
you
your
call,
body.
You call someone the C word. If you call a woman the C word, it's a wrap. It's like calling a black woman a bitch to her face.
Right,
like,
right,
yo,
right.
Old dumb bitch. You better duck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's
you
right.
Better duck. If you call a white woman a bitch, or a black woman a bitch, you better duck.
That's a serious
You
word.
Call a white woman the C word, she's never speaking to you again.
Ever?
Ever. Mm. Whore is rough. Like to actually enunciate
it. I like that word whore because it sounds like
you graduated
in that word.
You walk down, the aisle at Ho University, and they turn your thing, and now you're a whore. You like you graduate. You got your master's in hoedom. You're officially a whore with
so are you
every letter.
That Blac Chyna turned her tassel on the other side.
Yeah, a while ago.
Okay.
Yeah, a while ago. I would say in the strip club even before she met what's his name, the first baby daddy,
Tyga.
Yeah. She did Future too, didn't she?
Absolutely.
Let me tell you about
she
idiots.
She got Future tattoo on her head.
Speaking of tattoos, is it true that Rob got the baby's name tattooed on him already?
What's the baby's name?
Listen, I heard he's got the baby's name tattooed on him. And you know it's not his baby. There's no way in the world that's his kid. I cannot
wait.
We
soon find out.
I cannot wait for that baby to come out black. I'm going to laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh until I cry.
You know what? I was going to say that I feel sorry for Rob.
You can't.
But I can't.
You can't
feel sorry
for
him. You know
what
I mean? Because he is so freaking dumb.
Dumb.
First of all, who would not wear a condom with Blac Chyna? Who? Besides Tyga. Who?
Yeah, that's a bad look.
You know what her ran through record is?
Yeah.
She met Rob in January. Keep in mind, in December, she was on the gram posting pictures of her and Future squabbing.
Yeah.
She got daggone tattoo. Future, she rubbing her stomach on the gram right now with her and Rob. With Future and tattoo rubbing on her hand.
That's a bad look.
Future!
That's a bad look. Yeah, that's a bad look.
She met Rob in January.
Yeah.
She got pregnant in April. She announced it to the public in May.
Yeah.
Who And not for nothing, we're not talking about the old Rob. We're talking about this Rob. Rob look nasty. Like,
yeah, it's not a good look.
Come on, she ain't. That ain't her stee. That ain't her type. No, all she wanted was that last name.
He looked like a light skinned albino Rick Ross.
Good night. Right. Show's done.
He looks like. Yeah, that's a bad look. That's a bad look. That's a bad look, man.
Yo, I'm just so sad. Yeah. And you know what? Just like you said. Every single thing that Rob get, he deserves. All
every
of them
bit.
Jaguar sisters, the money hungry sisters that he got, that couldn't nobody could get in his ear and say, "Who do you think?" Nobody could say that.
No.
What the hell?
And wait,
do Rob even got no bread? Rob don't got no bread.
Let me tell you.
Where he got money from?
Let me tell you the real. Let me tell you about the whole master thing of this whole thing. That really is the Jedi mind trick chess game that would be so amazing.
Okay, go.
What if Black China and Tyga planned all this?
That would be dope. Wouldn't it?
If they, after all this, because he's running her through the poorhouse, the young one. What's her name?
Kylie.
Ding! That's another thought. He's running her to the poorhouse.
Right.
Like, they're getting cars repossessed and everything else. He's spending all her money. What if they planned this?
Good for Tyga.
And now she's going to have a baby 18 years. You can pay 18 years. Gold digger. She's going to have a baby with a Kardashian, reportedly. And they're still going to get together. Why? And they're going to run through all their stuff. You watch what I tell you. This is a plan. With the Black China and Tyga hustled them. I'm telling you.
That would be dope, actually.
Can you imagine? And they deserve every bit of it.
You know what would be dope, too? If they got a spinoff. Together. Called back together again.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians money.
Right.
You could call it that. And they can watch them spend all their money.
No, my molars are in action.
Oh, we got another $30,000 child support check. Mind to get some diapers. Something? Let's go get some new grills.
Be something.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians money. That'd be a hot show.
You
I watch
saw them
it.
Long nasty nails she got too?
Did you see her mother? You ever seen her mother?
Oh.
The apple does not fall far from the tree. Her mother's ridiculous too. And
that's
I think
got on nigga hood rat.
And I think her father's like, it's like Don't Be a Menace in South Central. The father's like 20 years old. Like,
are you serious?
Yeah. You ever see Don't Be a Menace? When they put the dad to bed because he's too young to go to the club
with him.
Good
night, fool.
Yeah, that's Black China's dad. He's like 18 years old. Yeah, he's like a year younger than her. I don't know how that shit worked. But anyway.
The Idiot Show was classic.
Yeah. We had the right co-host for an Idiot Show, I could tell you that. That's right in my skill set.
You're far from, bro.
That's straight in my skills. It's hot as hell in here, too, just for the record. I'm just going to bring a towel, man.
It's your fault. You shouldn't have worn no long sleeve shirt.
Yeah, I should have known. But I have been here in winter months and it's cold, so it was kind of, you know, I don't know.
All right, don't worry. I'll give you some air when we leave.
That's okay.
So, I think we wrapped everything else, JF.
Yeah, it's always a good time here. I enjoy coming, even with my jet lag.
Oh, nah, I don't got no time to talk about Meek.
Talk about Beanie taking a nap. Did you see that?
Good night. I wasn't feeling that, JF.
No, that was foul. It's disrespectful.
I don't like no sucker punch shit.
No, that was disrespectful.
I don't like that at all.
But he took a nap.
You know, come on, yo. You know how sick Beanie is, yo.
Yeah, he doesn't look good.
He ain't well. No. He ain't right.
But that's when they come get you.
That's when?
You can't call yourself the Broad Street Billy and knock people out every time you see him and then get frail and don't think people coming at you. That's karma too.
I wish maybe we talk about it next week or whatever, but it probably makes no sense. It'd probably be old as shit by then. But anyway.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting the finger. I think, and I'm not the middle one. I'm talking about the rap, right? I got 2 whole minutes. Okay. Is there anything that you want to say?
No, it's good to be here. I always enjoy coming down, even with the jet lag. It's always fun to come here and act silly. I get to act silly here for an hour every time I come.
I appreciate
it. Usually I get in trouble for it.
Do you want to shout out your social media so that we?
I have none. I have no plans.
You
do.
I wanted to ask you too. You only on Twitter?
Yeah.
Why not? Why?
I don't do that other stuff.
Instagram? No.
No.
Facebook? No.
No. Instagram is for pictures. Should I really have pictures of me anywhere? No.
Why so, not?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not a picturesque person.
No.
No.
All right, so shout out your Twitter.
Oh, it's BKPM Kulisek. I'm on Twitter.
I think
Twitter.
They'll be nice to you this week because you didn't really disrespect no Brooklyn rappers.
I try not to. If they come with something good, I would just be quiet about it. Every now and then, it's just lame.
Yeah, I feel you. All right, y'all. So I appreciate everybody for watching, tuning in, and supporting me. JF, Love you to death.
Oh, your hats are for sale and stuff. Your shirts, your hats, and everything, aren't they?
You're good like that.
Well, as long as you don't sell these cups, because these things are horrible. I but it's, yeah, if you sell if the hats and the t-shirts and all that, right?
Listen, it's...
Pam yeah. likes her t-shirt. She looks cute in it too.
Thank you, Pam, for supporting.
Yeah.
MC Peaches, love you to death. Thanks everybody for watching. Don't forget, please continue to support the t-shirt. If you want the t-shirt, hit me on the email. I do answer. LacheyShow@gmail.com. Only got women tees right now. They $20 plus shipping, whatever the shipping is. I want you to thank all of the people who got t-shirts or whatever. They moving like hotcakes. GetYouOne.com. Now, before I go, I just want to say Lachey Show is on Facebook. Like my shit. Lachey Show on IG. Lachey Show on Twitter. Lachey Show on iTunes. Lachey Show on Mixcloud. And of course, Lachey Show on BrooklynRadio.com. Love y'all to death. Doses.